Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may always be filled with your grace, that we may open ourselves more and more to the channel of your grace, and we may recognize that your grace is always around us, leading us to glorify your name in all we do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Today's gospel reading has got to be the most important gospel reading for anyone who is involved in ministry. And this reading is often misunderstood, but I learned this many, many years ago. It is probably the most important reading for anyone who is really is interested in any kind of ministry or actually even volunteering or working in a parish or even in the church. And what it is based on is the story of the weeds in the field. Now, what happens is the disciples ask Jesus to explain to this the parable. Well, how does the parable go? It's really simple that there is this field that this farmer, he plants all the seed and everything's fine. But then all of a sudden, the evil one comes and he puts in bad seed, so weeds, and it's called tares, another word, and he sows it along with the other seed that's already been there. So when the seed and the good seed and the bad seed, so to speak, mature, when they grow, you have these this crop filled with all these weeds. They look alike, but one is life-giving and one is not. And so the workers in the field, they come and they say, well, should we get rid of the weeds? And the farmer says, no, because if you do that, you lose all the good crops. Let them both grow together, and then at the harvest, we will separate one from the other. This is important. A lot of people think that if someone says they believe in God, they must be a good person. Jesus never said that. Remember something, the devil believes in God better than you do. Saint Jerome also warned against believing that just because someone was a bishop, he must be good. And I'm not trashing bishops here. I'm speaking of Saint Jerome's. People say, well, the bishops, remember something. He said, don't forget there was Peter, but there was also Judas. And what he's saying is, don't assume that someone is good because A, they claim they're Catholic or any other form of Christianity, B, they go to church, or C, by the uniform they wear. What is the sign that we are doing the will of God? The sign that we are good people, it is that we do the will of God and we seek to be holy. That's the sign. One of the things I always like to bring up. Now, I'm not criticizing any particular bishop, and I'm not going to do that. That's not where I'm coming from here. But you want to think of something, all right? Because there are all these people that they like this pope, or they don't like that pope, or this, that, and the other thing. So why don't we just throw in a couple popes? Okay, you got Pope Francis over here. You got Pope Emeritus Benedict over here. And you've got Pope St. John Paul II over here. And then you've got Mother Teresa. You say, oh, there you have. Who is anyone going to listen to? And they're going to listen to Mother Teresa. Or change it, take out Mother Teresa, put in Padre Pio. Take out Padre Pio, put in St. John Vianney. Take out St. John Vianney, put in Elizabeth of Hungary. Take out Elizabeth of Hungary, put in, you know, whatever. Do you see what I'm saying? Put in St. Francis. Take out St. Francis, put in St. Bonaventure. Whatever the case may be. Who are people going to listen to? They're going to listen to the holy people. Who are the people going to listen to in your parish? Well, they're going to sit there and listen to the priest give his homily. And if you want to see a great demonstration of that, Jim Gaffigan has a great routine based on that, because, you know, I've been there myself. Sometimes the homily is good, sometimes it's not good, and people drift away. That happens. That really happens, and we know that. And some people say, oh, I drifted away during the homily. Oh, you trust me, you're not the only one. So you understand that, right? That happens. However, who are people going to listen to when it comes time to listen? The person they recognize as the holy person, the good seed. That's the one they're going to recognize. And if the pastor says A, B, C, and D, and this is what you're going to do, and the holy person says, well, this is what we will do. We're going to listen to the pastor, but keep in mind that we're focused on Christ. You're going to listen to the holy person. It's really kind of like that old routine from Sanford and Son, if you haven't seen it, and it's the two cops, two police officers. If you remember, one was a black cop and one was the white cop. So the white cop would give his instructions of what was going on, and then they would all look at the black cop, who would explain to them in straight language that they understood this is what's going on. It was a great routine. But there's that truth. This is what the church says. You look to the holy person, says yes. You follow what the church has. This is why, et cetera, et cetera. So you see that. And it's important to understand that simple dynamic where you listen to this happening. You listen to this. You hear this happening, and you recognize this within a parish. So you say, but what if there are people in the parish who aren't holy people? There are people in the parish who aren't holy people. Why? Because Jesus said there would be. We'll talk on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website. You can listen to the archives of the show. You can read our Substack newsletter. You can look at the blogs. You can do all these things at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we're talking about this reality, this parable, probably the most important parable for you to know if you have any involvement in a parish whatsoever, besides just attending Mass, and which is fine in itself. And that is that Jesus talks about the weeds and the wheat, and you will find people doing this all the time, where they will say, well, we need to cast this person out of the parish because this person is X, Y, Z, whatever. Too conservative, too liberal, person's a sinner, person is an ex-criminal, person is whatever. We don't want that person here. And you do that, you're going to cast more people out of the church than just that person. Because there's different understandings. So what Jesus says is something that Father Paulo Ricardo Acevedo Jr. from Brazil says, and he says it in a different context. We can turn around and focus on that person, but he says, Jesus says, you. He doesn't say how many people are on the wide road. He says, you know, great is the number on the wide road, but we don't know how many people, and we don't know how many people are on the narrow road. But he says, you, this is Father Paulo Ricardo, you walk the narrow road. And that same thing, you be the good seed. You be the holy person. And you can't do that if you're not a person of prayer and you're not sincerely seeking to grow closer to Christ, to grow closer in repentance, to really seek to be what Christ calls you to be. And what does Christ call you to be? Holy. So we've got to seek holiness more than anything else. Keep one thing in mind. there are four marks of the church. One, holy, Catholic, apostolic. One, in its unity, holy in its seeking to be a holy church. A holy church is what God wants it to be, and the people in the church seeking to do the will of God. So God transforms them into holiness. One, holy Catholic, is universal. That means all around the world. And apostolic takes its teaching from the apostles. Where's the term good in there? It's not there. No, we're called to be holy. Holy is a higher standard than good, and it is a different standard than good. That's what we're called to be. And if people look at our church and don't understand holiness, and they look at our church and they say, the church isn't the way I want it to be, therefore I will have no part in it, then what you're doing is you're saying there is no alternative. I'm going to go find the church that matches my desires. Now we get back to yesterday's gospel reading, and the church that matches my desires will in fact be the one that is the golden calf. But when we turn around and we walk into the church that God wants us to be part of, we will understand that that church is not going to match our expectations ever. And as Jesus says, there's always going to be the weeds and the wheat. There's always going to be, because that's reality, because if you turn around and you cast out the weeds, you're going to cast out the wheat as well. If you turn around and say, these kind of people I don't want in my church, you're going to end up losing more than just those kind of people. There's a dynamic that you always have to be careful. It happens all the time. We'll say person A is doing something that you don't like, and you're talking to a group of people. And you say, of course, there are certain people that sing the wrong way, and we don't like that in this choir, right? We'll say that, for example. Person A is going to miss that the reference was to that person, and person B, who is not related to this at all, is going to start crying because the person feels that you are speaking to that person, person B. And so they're going to start crying, and they're going to leave the choir. But I wasn't talking about you at all. You see, that dynamic happens all the time when we turn around and we say, this is the way we want things. And we may quickly find out that our statement, in order to turn people away from the church, will actually turn the wrong people away from the church. That's what Jesus is talking about. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. We'll see you at midnight and 3 o'clock a.m. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.